welcome to this Young at Any Age session of Europa. My name is Jocelyn and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi,
everybody. I'm from Stockholm and this is the AA preamble. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement of membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, political organization, or institution, does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety.
Just put this back. Sorry. I just moved it so that we don't get feedback.
Okay.
I'm still here, yeah.
Okay, about anonymity. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than
promotion. I'm really sorry for the disturbance, but there's a bit of feedback happening, and I don't want us all to lose our hearing.
Okay. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. We respectfully ask that AA speakers and AA members not be photographed, videotaped, or identified by full name on audio tapes and in published or broadcast reports of our meetings, including those reports on new media technology. Technologies such as the internet. The assurance of anonymity is essential in our efforts to help other problem drinkers who may wish to share our recovery program with us. And our tradition of anonymity reminds us all that AA principles come before personalities. The meeting at Europa Europa are being recorded, so we ask that you only say your first name and city when sharing. This is a topic meeting. Topic meetings begin with speakers sharing on the topic, followed by open sharing. While topic meetings are open for anyone to attend, participation is limited to those who have a desire to stop drinking. And I've been told that you can speak for 7 to 10 minutes, but try to be short so as many as possible can share. Okay. So Glenn, you can start. Welcome Glenn from Pittsburgh.
Thank you. My name's Glenn. I'm an alcoholic, and I'm from actually Prosperity, Pennsylvania, where it's prosperous.
Glenn.
Thanks for all that. That makes me more nervous than I already am. But I don't know why I got picked for this panel, being as young as I am. I'm actually probably younger than what I look, but, you know, when you go and buy a car, you don't look at what year it is. You look at how many miles is on it, so I guess I have a few miles. But I got sober at the age of 41, which was 5 years ago, July 13th. Getting sober for me was difficult, as I'm sure I share with a lot of people. I didn't really want to stop drinking, but it beat the situation that I was in. And then, you know, when I tried to stop drink or not drink, it was difficult. And I had a probation officer at that time that told me that the only thing I needed to do was not drink or drug, and everything would be fine. And it was like I said, okay, I understand that, but how the hell do you expect me to do that? And she said, oh, you're smart, you'll figure it out. So I had been to rehab for 2 weeks, and I learned about the AA meetings in rehab, and I thought, well, you know, I'll give it a try. So I tried the rehab, or tried the AA meetings, and it seemed to help. So in the U.S., where I'm from, most of the sponsors suggest that you try to do 90 meetings in the first 90 days, a meeting a day. I ended up doing two or three meetings a day for the for probably the first month. I probably did 120 meetings in 90 days, and it helped. I found out, you know, after about a week of going to meetings, that it relaxed me. It helped help crave the desire to drink. It didn't end the desire to drink, but it helped crave it, or help stop the cravings. But after that, life, you know, started getting somewhat better. I guess I realized that it's 7 or 8 months that I didn't really want to drink anymore. So I guess the obsession had been lifted at that time. And, you know, I continued to go to meetings, and I still go to meetings. I find that that's what keeps me sober, is meetings, trying to do what my sponsor tells me to do. I guess I'll speak a little bit on gratitude now. Life has become a whole lot better, financially, emotionally, spiritually, definitely. Life's good, and I'll keep it short. Thanks.
Hi, everyone. My name is Vivica, and I'm from, I'm an alcoholic from Stockholm, Sweden. That's awesome. That's as awesome as the Pink concert was last night in Gothenburg. Did you see my t-shirt? See, I'm a self-centered alcoholic, so I want, you know, I love being up here, even though I'm afraid of making a fool out of myself. It says, I saw my sponsor today. Thank God she didn't see me. And that pretty much sums up my sobriety. I don't know why it why it happened for me. I don't think I know how, really, either, but about 7.5 years ago, I stopped drinking. And it was, originally it was because of my codependency, because I fell in love with a fellow alcoholic. And I went to open meetings and eventually Al-Anon meetings because I wanted to learn about her disease. And I loved the meetings, and it was too bad I wasn't an alcoholic, because I wanted to be like you guys. You know, I wanted to have a spiritual program. I identified a lot, but I wasn't an alcoholic. I was just very good at partying without getting the fun out of partying. I knew how to do it. I just didn't get it anymore. And I figured that if I didn't watch myself, I might develop a problem in the future with alcohol. And then I learned about alcoholism, and you know, it fit my life. It fit who I am. And young at any age, you know, I was 35. I was in a relationship I knew I wasn't supposed to be in. That was the one before, the one that brought me to AA. Mostly because it was a man. But last night, I'm skipping a little bit back and forth. I had the a friend of mine gave me a ticket to the Pink concert, and we wanted to go out dancing afterwards, and we couldn't find the club we wanted to go to, so we ended up going to my worst alcoholic nightmare. And for the first 45 minutes, I was just praying and dancing and praying and dancing and praying and dancing and trying not to judge everybody. Actually, I wasn't trying very hard. I was judging everybody. And I was seeing myself in everybody. And I was seeing myself in the guys I would have tried to sleep with. And I saw myself in the guys I probably would end up sleeping with, which weren't the same ones. And I identified with the women. I didn't identify with the people that were actually just there kind of partying on a normal level, you know, having fun, dancing, drinking a little bit, you know, maybe getting a little bit tipsy. But that was my life, you know, was working in a bar or drinking in a bar. And it was normal to me, and I was miserable. I was so, so, so miserable. And I wanted to stop drinking, but I didn't dare think the thought through, because what if I decided to stop partying and I find out that I can't? So I pour myself another whiskey and pour myself a hot, you know, nice hot bath and put on my little eyelashes, and I'll go out dancing and hope that I get laid that time or meet the big love or whatever, you know. Or to me, to be able to dance and look people in the eye, you know, being comfortable in my own skin, that was like, that never happened. And last night I was at this awful, awful place, and had, after those first 45 minutes or an hour, I danced till almost 5 o'clock in the morning, and I had a blast with my friends. They were drinking a little bit, and we were just dancing, you know. Went for hamburgers afterwards, and I didn't sleep until on the train back here, and you know, I could look people in the eye while dancing, and I wasn't worrying about who was going to like me or if I fit in or anything. I mean, this might sound pathetic, but that's basically, like, my life has been self-centered fear. Am I good enough for who I am? And when AA snuck into my life, it was like, I don't know how this works, but I want it. I want what you guys have. So I kept coming back. And I love to quote this woman that came by to a meeting, and she said, I'm not doing at all what they suggest. I mean, I'm doing some of it, but I'm not working a perfect program. It still works, you know, and it doesn't mean that I get away with shit necessarily, but even if I'm not perfect, you know, I didn't go to a meeting last week, but I'm here now, you know. I didn't call my sponsor last week, but I'm talking to somebody else or having coffee with somebody else now. And a day at a time, you know, for one person it can be as long as I don't drink today. For another person it can be, well, what can I do today for my sobriety, even if I didn't do jackass last month, you know. And I'm trying to have a bit of forgiveness that I'm not working in perfect program. But at the same time, I'm extremely happy. I'm extremely tired. And I'm sitting here at an awesome conference sharing about, you know, strength and hope. And like I said in the beginning, I don't know why it happened to me or how necessarily. But, you know, if you feel very young in your sobriety, new in your sobriety, I mean, what do you have to lose? Just keep coming back and you know, look at the people that seem to have something, that seem to be together. They probably aren't. Sorry. But, you know, they might be doing some of the suggestions that work, and hang around those people, you know. And you might never learn what AA is about, but you might get the sobriety that, you know, can give you a great life. So I have no idea if this made any sense, but I'm really, it's really cool to be here and to see so many. You know, there's a couple of people here I know, but a lot of visitors and other people I don't yet know. But this is such a cool thing that's happening. So I'll stop there. Thank you.
Yeah, hi. It's Celine again, and I'm still an alcoholic.
Hi, Jocelyne.
The meeting is now open for sharing. In order to give everyone the chance, we ask you to limit your share to 3 minutes. Please come to the front and share.
We'll get out of here.
Yeah. Who would like to begin?
Hi, how are you doing? My name is Michael. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi.
I am from Copenhagen, not too far away. It's my first... I love you too. All of y'all. It's my first visit to Stockholm. It's a beautiful city and awesome experience being here with all you guys. Thank you very much for the speaks, both of you guys. Young at any age, yes, I am 37, so I am also a little bit over, I guess, what they usually call young people at AA, because I heard somebody say that it was... come in before 30, which I did not do. At 30, I managed to get an ex-wife, but I still wasn't sober. Anyway, the thing that just that I wanted to talk about a little bit was you were talking about dancing, and that's been kind of one of the themes for me this summer, has been going out and going to festivals and going to concerts and shows and being all this and being comfortable with it without drinking. I was sober for 9 months first, when I first got to AA, and I was very afraid of going out and playing music. I played music as well, and going out to parties and going to shows and all these things. So I ended up spending a lot of time sitting at home, kind of being afraid of going out where alcohol was involved, because I was afraid of relapsing. So basically, you know, fear of relapsing kept me at home, which was basically what eventually led to me relapsing. At home, alone, you know, which is, you know, kind of pathetic when you think about it, but that was the situation. So what I discovered was actually the more I go out and have fun and go to concerts and go to shows and go dancing, the more easy it gets, and it is actually really, really, really cool to dance and just dance my ass off and sweat and, you know, just be out and having a blast sober, and it's, this summer I've had so many tremendous experiences. I went to the Roskilde Festival, which some of you might know, which in Denmark, a big music festival. Another one called the Copenhagen, which is a metal festival. Another one called Copenhagen Live. I've been to a wedding. I've been to the summer party thing. And I've just been out and going about. And every time I've been just baffled of how incredibly fun it is to be there and to be dancing without drinking. And that just blows my mind. There was one time, actually, at the festival, at the Roskilde Festival, and I was standing there, and there was these two girls went up to get some drinks, and they brought me back and this ecological cola. And I got it in a glass, and I took a sip from it, and it tasted like there was something else in it. And I was like, are you guys sure there's no rum or anything in this? Because, you know, if... And they were, yeah, we're sure. We saw the girl pouring it from a bottle, because, you know, if not, then you'll see me going crazy in a couple of hours, go running over the festival spot and be like fucking wasted. And then just when I said that, there was a little bit of a part of me that said, oh, that would be fun, wouldn't that? That would be great, just be like, fuck it all, it's Saturday night, let me go crazy for just tonight. But the thing is, I started thinking about, would I gain anything from getting drunk? Would I be able to dance anymore? Would I have more fun than I was doing at the time? And I definitely reached the decision that no, I would not. And eventually I would have to be standing 3 o'clock in the morning, like falling over my own legs and be like, fuck, I gotta call my sponsor tomorrow. And oh no, I'm like, no. I just skip it. And so, anyway, it's beautiful being sober and it's beautiful being here. Thank you very much.
Can I have this? I'm so nervous. Oh, so you're nervous. I love you all, and I can say it from my heart. I really love you all in this room, everybody. And that's what I got from AA, that I can really love. But I have issues in my head and in my feelings, so I can't really always feel that I love you. But right now I do it. I've been working really hard in the program. I've been working in the program for over 9 years. I've been to approximately one meeting a day for 9 years. And I've been doing the steps deep inside of me. The steps for me have been an inner experience, also out on the outside. I've been partying too a lot, sober, and dancing for hours, but it gets me very tired the day after. So nowadays I don't party all night, but I've been doing that in January and February with famous people in Stureplan area and at part crystal champagne parties and so on. And I've been in the what do you call it? It doesn't matter. But for me, I don't know what to say, but I'm not very interested in so many experiences outside anymore. I've been around the world, and I've been doing several careers before I became an alcoholic. I became an alcoholic really down when I was over 30 years old. So I had my careers and my education in university and an education as an engineer, and I did everything before. And when I was 32, I was thinking, what's more about life? And then I started partying, really partying. The only thing I was doing was partying. I got like a pension, and I was partying. And I was partying for 5 years, having a luxurious life in Stockholm. And my life was a real mess. I had the wrong man. He was hitting me and everything. I was really hurt in this, and it was drugs and alcohol. It was really, really bad for me. I had depression and everything. So I was really down when I came to AA 9 years ago. So I'm building my life up again like cement. I'm building a ground to stand on cement. And that's why I'm working full time with myself. I've been doing other programs too, because I had issues with men and I had issues with codependency. I'm really an addictive person inside of me most. Outside, I haven't done so many addictive things really outside. I can't really explain it. It's inside of me. It's in my head and in my feelings. I have problems with my feelings and with my thinking. That's my problem. And I have no problem in my life today. I have no deaths. When I came to the program, my higher power gave me an apartment. I didn't have to pay much for it. I earned a lot of money of it. My higher power gave me a lot of money when I came to the program. So I've had a good life since I came to AA. As I said, I threw away medicines all the time. I had a lot of medicines and everything. I can't really explain my life. It was so complicated when I came. So now I'm making it simple. A simple life is good for me. And I will see what will happen in the future. But I have hope. And I have love. And I have my life in front of me. I'm 47. And I have my life in front of me. So thank you for helping me to keep on living a life where I can feel that I'm worth something. I'm worth something today. Thank you.
My name's Keith. I'm from the island of Maui in Hawaii, and I've been to the microphone a lot, so I'm kind of felt ambivalent about coming up. Oh, yes, you can say hello now. Uh, young people's alcohol, young people's AA saved my life. I came to AA when I was 29, and that was over two decades ago. And I'm still sober. And I'm glad that you haven't thrown me out of young people's AA just because I got chronologically older, but I'm still allowed to participate because I am young at heart. And, you know, it's I go to young people's meetings still, and I hear people talk about their experience, strength, and hope, and people that are, some of them are young enough to be my grandchild, you know, and I hear them talk about their experience, strength, and hope, and I identify with what I hear, identify with the struggles that I hear from those young alcoholics, you know, and I identify with the passion they have for, the passion I hear for sobriety, and the joy of living, you know. And I go to my home group and I hear that too, but somehow in young people's AA, I hear like this passion for life that's part of youth. And it's very attractive to me, and it keeps me coming back to young people's AA. And it keeps me young. Alcoholics Anonymous has given me so many things that I didn't anticipate when I came here. I only wanted to not hurt anymore. And it gave me a way of living that solves my problems, all of my problems. It gave me peace of mind. It gave me self-esteem. It gave me true happiness. And I didn't know that it would keep me young as well. You know, people who... So I have to sometimes show my driver's license to people. Because maybe it's because I'm immature. I don't know. But I'm glad that you didn't throw me out of young people's AA just because I happen to get older. And I'm going to keep coming back to young people's conferences and young people's meetings, and you'll see me as long as I'm sober. Thanks.
Why did I do this? No, I'm kidding. Hello, everybody. I'm Stefan, and I'm an alcoholic. Oh, thank you. I love you, too. And thank you for the shares and the other shares. I wanted to participate because I know that keeps me sober, but I don't know what to say about the topic, young at an age. The only thing I get to think about is that I was really, really old when I was young. I grew up in an alcoholic family, so when I was 10, I felt like I was 60. And that what alcohol did for me was to make me my age again. I got to be irresponsible and crazy, which I was supposed to be, I thought. Yeah, that's what I was thinking about the topic, and that's what's happening sometimes in sobriety now is that I'm, or what happened before I came to AA and tried sobriety was that when I was gonna get sober, I was gonna get grown up. That's what I thought, anyhow. Because I tried many, many times to stop drinking before I came to AA. But I got so grown up, it was so boring, I wanted to kill myself. I was so focused on not drinking that I was not doing anything else but not drinking. I was just staying home and not drinking. And I can relate to that, to that what you said about, yeah. And so now I'm trying to But what I was trying to say also is when I came to AA this time, I heard that some of us are really, really immature. And I can relate to that too, because I started to learning things from the first time in sobriety, and that were really, really självklart. Obvious for normal people. That was what I was doing in my first year of sobriety, and I'm glad. I know that I lost many years drinking and doing drugs, and I thought in the beginning of my sobriety that I was when I was gonna learn everything, that it was gonna take as long time as for normal people when they were growing up, but luckily somehow it takes it went quicker. So now I feel more my age, and I feel more balanced. I feel I can take responsibility, and I can try to be a goof, you know. I don't know if I make sense here, but that's what I had on my mind. Thank you.
Hi, my name's P. I'm a recovered alcoholic. Thank you. Well, I was sitting in the front row here, and there was a lot more people than I thought. Wow. I came to these rooms, to the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, when I was 15. A bit up north in Sweden, young people's AA were not really on my map at all. I came to AA and there was a bunch of old men sitting in smoky rooms, and it was dark, and I felt out of place and completely at home at the same time, and it was really, really weird. It took me a couple years to actually sober up. When I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, I was told what not to do, don't drink, and I was told to go to meetings. We had like one, maybe two meetings a week, and that was it, and it didn't work for me. So it took me a couple years. I got sober at age 21. God willing, in August, I'll be celebrating 10 years. And that is absolutely, absolutely awesome. So to me, to be here at this conference and the topic to be young at any age, I kind of feel like I'm getting younger every year. 'Cause like someone else just said, I felt really old when I came to AA. I felt really old. I felt like 100 years old. I was just beat. And getting sober and being sober, when I had been sober for 2 years, I figured, and I felt as if I had been sober for eternity, because I'm one of those people, I couldn't be sober for like 8 hours in a row. I couldn't. It was absolutely 100% impossible for me to be sober. And so for me, someone who couldn't be sober for 8-10 hours, to be sober for 2 years, it was like, that was an eternity. And now it's been almost 10 years, and yeah, I'm feeling more and more like a newcomer every day. And it's absolutely fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. And I'm very happy to be here at this conference. It's just mind-blowing. And yeah, it's absolutely great. And the solution for me was to work the steps. Work the steps, work them quick, and do them again later. But, you know, just get connected to God and start. It's a spiritual program of action, so just do it. Okay, thank you, guys.
Hi, I'm Nicholas, and I'm an alcoholic. Thank you very much. All right. Well, when I came to AA, I was younger than I am today, of course, but I felt like an old man. My drinking buddies from the last years were old people, old hippies, survivors from the 60s. All my friends in an equal age had left me, and I had left the few who could stand drinking with me, because I felt they weren't up to the task to drink and take drugs the way I did. So when I came to AA, I came to a group of young people sitting talking together about their problem, about their issue, and I was the oldest one there, both in my mind mentally and actually age-wise. And coming to AA and seeing all these young people being sober was both a boost, seeing that it was possible, and also really scary, because I don't really like and enjoy being with people my own age, because I don't really feel the way you look. You look so good and happy and stuff, and I don't really feel that way. So I some way decided to, I will stay and stick around here in young people's AA, because I don't really do this well. I don't know how to be with people. I don't know how to be someone who has a conversation sober, dances sober, doing stuff sober. I don't know how to do that. And in young people's AA, I get a chance to practice and learn that. And one way it worked, because I'm still sober. The years has passed by. But I still have to admit today that I'm still a bit spooked by young people my own age and how they, you know, live life. And I often find myself comparing my sobriety with others and the way my life has turned out sober with the way your lives are. And sometimes I feel that I'm not equal to you, and I'm not as good looking as you are, and maybe I'm a bit fat, and, you know, my mirror shows a picture that I don't really like all the times. And for a long time, I kept that, you know, closed beneath here, because, you know, I can't really admit that that's true, because I wanted to be the best good-looking AA, the most sober young AA, the one who's closest to becoming AA's answer to Jesus or something like that. And, you know, that's not really true. I'm full of resentments, and you know, strange stuff goes around in my head. I can sit in a meeting and realize that I heard about 10% of what's been said in the meeting, because I've been busy thinking about other stuff, like maybe what I'm supposed to share and how good it will sound when I do it. So I tried a new thing in AA, well, a new thing for me, that's, you know, called honesty. When I came to my first AA meeting, you know, read part of chapter 5, which says we have to be honest to do this. And I knew that AA was nothing for me, because I can't be honest. It's impossible for me to be honest. Yes, I lie when I open my mouth and speak my first sentence. How do you do? Oh, I'm fine. You know, and so forth. So I thought, you know, you can be a bit honest and maybe survive. But I tried to be more honest today, and the strange thing is for me that, you know, I admit my life isn't as good as I want it to be, but I myself am calmer than I was when I didn't do this. So I don't like sitting up here and be honest with you, but it makes me feel better when I've done it. And that's, you know, that's a new experience for me, a few years sober. So some people are just maybe born with a thicker head or something, I don't know. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Scylla and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Scylla. We love you.
Thanks, that feels great. Today I can receive love from you and from everybody, and that's great. I feel like I'm worth being loved, and I feel love for all of you, and yeah, it's wonderful the AA way to see it. If there's someone that acts strange or whatever, I see them as a sick person. I don't hate anyone, I don't dislike anyone, and that's freedom for me. And I noticed today I become a positive person through AA, and I used to be such a negative person. Guys that have been with in the program for like over 10 years, they've told me how I was when I got in, and I was just so mad and aggressive and negative, and I also felt very, very old. Every morning when I saw myself in the mirror in the end when I was drinking, it was just like I looked uglier and uglier, and my face was swollen. Also being depressed, it's very hard. It takes much more energy to walk around and do things. And now I feel so much younger and younger, actually, because I can be more and more in a happy state of mind and just feel love and feel all these good feelings, which make life really worth living. And it becomes a fun life. If you see, I noticed, like, nowadays people say they take up the negative stuff of concerts or whatever. I'm like, what? I haven't even thought of that, you know. Was the sound bad? Uh-huh. You know, I haven't even, you know, now my brain has been reprogrammed, so I only see the positive things. Not only, but often, I mean, it's much more like that, from being this negative person. And I have had so much fun. I have so much fun in sobriety. I mean, I can dance. Like, I don't have any boundaries. It's like I don't have any fears left, almost, practically. I could stand here and dance even if no one's dancing. Whatever. I mean, but it wasn't like that. I mean, now I'm 8 years sober. But, I mean, it wasn't like that after a few years. But it comes more and more freedom with sobriety. And it's so wonderful. I'm so grateful. And just to be able to be in these, how do you say, circumstances, whatever you call it. This fellowship is so wonderful. And it's all through that I've worked with myself for these 8 years and done the steps and seen what's true about me and my life and what's my part in life and what is others' part and letting go of judgment is a lot for me. Very important. Judging myself, I mean, letting myself be totally free, like, what can I do and not do? I can do anything I want. I shape my life every day with my thoughts. And also letting go of judgment of others. And also letting go of how much judgment other people put on me, or if they do or don't. It's often, okay, that's a sick person then, or whatever. I mean, and everybody doesn't have to like me, and that's fine. So that's sobriety for me, working with my spirituality all the time, more and more. I work a lot with affirmations, positive affirmations, and choosing my thoughts, changing my thoughts. And living in with a higher consciousness. So life becomes really fun, and we're unlimited beings. We can do anything. That's the way I see it. So just as long as I stay sober, of course, keep going to meetings and do all these things, so. Thanks.
Hello, my name is Mats. I'm an alcoholic. Oh, thank you. I like that part. It's so funny. My sobriety date is somewhere after Easter 91. I don't remember the date really. I have to check that up. Anyway, so when I came to AA, I was 29 years old, and I came from the same town as Pia talked about. And there was a lot of old people, really old people there, and I was the youngest one in the group. And I thought, my life is over. This is it. Now I've got to spend my life with old people, talking about boring things. And okay, so that's sobriety. And after 3 months, a guy came in, and he was younger than me, and I was so happy because now I wasn't the youngest one any longer. And I became his sponsor, of course, because I knew this. After 3 months, I could teach him. And it's a miracle we're both sober still. Anyway, after a few years, I moved to Stockholm, and the young people's meetings has just started up in Stockholm then. And I was so happy because now I met a lot of people who was even younger than me, and we had so much fun. And young people's meeting really learned me that I can have fun in sobriety too. It's okay to have fun. And we started to do a lot of funny things. We went out dancing, we went to movies, we went out eating every Saturday night. And I didn't know one person when I moved to Stockholm, but I wasn't worried at all, because I know if I go to meetings, I find new friends wherever I am. It's up to me. And through young people meeting, I got a lot of new friends, and that was so good for me. I really needed that, because to me it's important to have fun in sobriety, because if I don't have fun, I will go out drinking again eventually. And to go against my fears and do things I want to do, but when fear stops me, I have to go against the fear. And together with these people, I have been managed to do that many times. And I do a lot of things today that I like, that I think is funny. My new drug is karaoke. I love karaoke. And to sing karaoke sober has been very important to me. So I arrange karaoke, sober karaoke meetings. And that's part of having fun to me. And I do a lot of other things too, but dancing is one other thing I love to do. I try to go out dancing now a few times a week, and enjoy life, because sobriety has to be about enjoying life and having fun. Okay, this age issue. I'm turning 50 this year. Hard to imagine, isn't it? Yeah, and I'm still in denial about it, because I don't feel like 50. When I came to AA, my emotional age was about 20. I don't know where it is now, 25 maybe, 30. But a lot of times I feel a lot younger than I am. So I find it more, gives me more to be together with people who are younger than me, because I can relate a lot more to them. People at my age are seems very old to me, so it's very, this 50, turning 50 is really, really, I try not to think about it, because it sounds very old, doesn't it? 50 years old, wow. But in fact, I am turning 50, so, okay. A little scared to come here, because I thought I was be the oldest one. I was so glad I met a guy who is 80 yesterday, and he came here, so then it felt okay. And I felt I have to talk about this, so it's not an issue for me. I don't want to go thinking about how old I am any longer. I feel very young, and that's what's important. And I enjoy this convention very much. Thank you very much.
Time we have for sharing. Thank you to everyone.